they live or die is truly our concern. And I know they've been holding on to the children, they must be strong.
We can't say that we're our brother's keeper and show no love at all. We must address this problem or we rise in for the fall.
Take a stand.
And welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. Congratulations to Nagus M for winning a pair of tickets to see the Wailers next week, February 23rd, at the Commodore Ballroom. I think I've done over 50 interviews over the past year and a half that I've been doing my show. I don't think anyone has ever been that exciting or weird or funny at the same time. I had a great time doing that one, and so did everyone else at the station. But once again, February 23rd, the Wailers Man will be performing. Opening for them will be Mr. Shane Phillip at the Commodore Ballroom. Buy your tickets in advance right now, Ticketmaster.com or MellowProductions.com. The last song I want to leave you with is a band playing tomorrow night. An electronic artist playing tomorrow night. His name's Grammatic. He's playing at the Electric Owl. Take a listen to this, and then you're going to be back on air with Dorothy from Stereo Blues. Take care. Take it easy. I need a drink. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. But if you do, love it. Like, drink.
In pocket till I get back. Going downtown, see a man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand, hit that job, Jack. Put it in pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand, hit that job, Jack. Put it in pocket till I get back. Going downtown, see a man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand, hit that job, Jack. Put it in pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand. Hit that job, Jack. Put it in pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand. Hit that job, Jack. Put it in pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand. Shake your hand.
Senior undergrad or graduate student wanting to supercharge your professional development and meet the right people in the ocean sciences? Then register now for Power Up, networking and training on February 27th, sponsored by Ocean Networks Canada. For more information, go to regonline.ca/powerup.onc.
Ah, what sort of fish are you?
Thank you.
My name is Rodney Graham, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And you are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9 FM. The track that we just heard was from Chad and the Meat Bodies with Step, and they are just out of Burger Records, and just thought that was a great way to start off the show. So yeah, I'm totally excited for today because we have some special guests coming into the studio later on. Olympia Natives Broken Water, who actually just played a show at the Electric Owl last night. So stay tuned in, they'll be calling in. But up next, I am going to play a tape that I just recently found in the studio, which is awesome. And this is local artist Aaron Reed with Even Rats Can Feel the Sun. So here we go.
Thank you. Thursday, February 14th, Valentine's Day.
He got me climbing the wall. He got a python. One way through, I can't wall.
Fortune Sound Club and CITR present Valentwerk. Featuring Lady with special guests Falcons, Genesis, Blantron, and Cher Shea.
I can't leave him long, cause he got a python.
And we're back on Stereo Blues. The track that we just heard was from the band Estamos Aqui from their album Everything is Perfect. Actually, I'm wrong. The track was called Estamos Aqui and the band was called The Garden. And before that, we heard a release from Aaron Reed off of his tape cassettes. And that was the track called Soft Golden Drums. So up next, we are going to hear something a bit different. This is the Davis Sisters with I Forget More Than You'll Ever Know.
I've forgotten more than you ever know about him. You think you know the smile on his lips.
Let me have one of those porno magazines. Large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas.
To learn more about the diverse array of pro...
than you ever know about him. You think you know the smile.
Sorry about this, minor difficulties. Davis Sisters don't seem to want to work right now. So instead, let's play a track from Gal Grayson's newest cassette release with Blue Hearts in Exile, and he recently played at the Astoria last weekend. Awesome show. It was the first time that I heard them. So definitely recommend checking them out. So this is off of the newest cassette release.
Thank you. love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us. More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like... Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Woo! Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
All right, and we are back, and we have Broken Water on the air with us right now. Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Excuse me for any technical difficulties we might have.
Is Conoco there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Dorothy.
I apologize.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. Okay, awesome.
Great.
Okay, great. And I think maybe we have lost...
John?
John. How about we play another song and then we can maybe try this again?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay, so up next, we are going to hear a Broken Water track, and this is Thread to Connect.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to try this again. Hopefully with some success. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, awesome. We have John. Great. And I'm going to see if we can grab... okay, here we go. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, we just had John like a few seconds ago, but he seems to be lost now, so I'm obviously not doing the best at this right now. But I guess
that's okay.
We can go along with the interview, or do you think we should try this one more time?
No, yeah, let's go for it. Maybe we could take turns. Maybe John can do the last half or something.
Okay, sweet. Okay, awesome. Okay, well, thanks so much for being on the show.
You just
recently released Tempest and Seaside Seb McCraskey on Hardly Arts. And, I noticed that those songs were a lot longer than normal. What influenced you to record this way?
The Seaside and Sid McCroskey.
Yeah.
That we actually self-released. We did, we had success with some crowdfunding, and a lot of our friends helped us self-release that record. I think in the process of writing Tempest, those two songs were kind of born, and they were so long that they could be on their own album, so we just chose to do it that way. I don't know. It wasn't really premeditated.
Yeah, that's sick. Awesome. So you're originally from Olympia. So how did growing up in Olympia influence your music tastes and how your writing process?
I have spent a lot of formative time in Olympia. I moved here in 94, but my dad's was in the U.S. Army, so we moved around a lot. I went to high school in El Paso, Texas, Manhattan, Kansas, and Interlochen, Michigan. So I'm kind of from all over the U.S. But when I moved here in 94, I think I was done moving and I kind of settled and started attending punk shows around then. And it was like when I lived in El Paso, there were only two bands from the Pacific Northwest that came to play. One was Godhead Silo and one was Tree People. And those two shows when I was about 15 just totally changed my life. Like, there was a big punk scene in El Paso, but it was really different than, like, Pacific Northwest music scene. And those bands kind of just, like, expanded my horizons. And I don't know. It was just, like, a big deal that that band stopped in a crappy town like El Paso. So I kind of landed here to go to Evergreen, and I dropped out like a quarter after trying to be a college student.
Nice, nice.
And I just kind of hung out, and you know, the scene's really vibrant here and has been for years, and yeah, I'm glad to be a part of it.
That's so great. Do you feel like your influences have changed over the years?
Yeah, definitely. I had a roommate when I was living in Michigan that was really into Bikini Kill, and I was like, why are they always screaming? Like, why are they so angry? And then when I own a secondhand store in Olympia called Dumpster Values, and I sublease a lot of spaces. And for a long time, Slim Moon had Kill Rockstar's office there, and when he first moved in, he offered for me to have anything from their discography. So I, like, you know, checked out a bunch of Unwound records and Bikini Kill records, and I started, like, listening to them and reading the lyrics, and then I was like, oh, that's why they're screaming. That's why Kathleen's screaming. And I kind of actually acquired a taste to that band, which I think other people might turn their nose to that notion, but it was just, like, I don't know. I didn't move here to try and, I don't know. It wasn't, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but it was an acquired taste for me. So, yeah, I guess so.
Awesome. Okay, so I think we might be able to get John on the line now.
Great.
So, hi, John.
Hey.
Hey. Unfortunately, we, in our third attempt, lost your bandmate, and it was awesome. It was going so awesome. So I apologize for that, but it was it's great to have you on air. And we were just talking about Olympia and sort of like the influence on music taste and stuff. So how do you feel that Olympia has sort of shaped your music?
I grew up in Pennsylvania on the East Coast, and I was always really into Olympia bands, even on the other side of the country. I moved out here to go to school, but a big part of me choosing Olympia was the music scene.
Oh, okay.
And, like, Unwound and Bikini Kill. And, so that's definitely shaped my taste in music, and there definitely is still a pretty big music scene going on here. It's not like it was in the 90s, but there's a lot of people that move here for music. There's a pretty big community here for that in a small town, which is pretty awesome.
Did you grow up playing music?
Did I what?
Did you grow up playing music?
Yeah, I did. I picked up my first instrument when I was about 10. I was playing viola, but I switched to guitar pretty early. And it's pretty much all I play, guitar and bass.
Mm-hmm.
The guitar-centric music in Olympia has been pretty awesome for the last 20 years or more. So it seems like a good place if any to move to continue doing that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And it says that you have 50 shows booked in the works, really? 50?
Something around that. I think we've got about a 7-week tour coming up, April, May, June.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully going to Europe in September as well.
Oh, Europe. Are there certain places in Europe you want to play?
It's mostly going to be like the UK, France, Germany.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we have some tentative plans to try to play in Moscow and St. Petersburg.
Yeah, no, that would be, I feel like that would be totally different. I have no idea what Moscow would even be like. I just have heard that the train is just, it just goes very straight. That's kind of very central in traveling to Russia. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, we hosted a band from Russia called AWOT about a year ago, and they have been really persistent and adamant in trying to get us to get over to Russia and play some shows with them there. So,
oh, nice.
The possibility of doing that.
Cool. And I think, like, didn't a meteor just hit Russia this morning or something like that?
Yeah, I did hear about that. A meteor exploded over Russia, hurt a bunch of people. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, like, I can't even imagine. So, so if you were living... Well, you are. If you were to have dinner with anyone, living or dead, who would you want it to be with?
Oh man, anyone living or dead? Jesus, not Jesus. Oh God, I've been reading a bunch of books by this guy, David Foster Wallace, and he's really smart and interesting and funny, and I think he'd be a good guy to have dinner with sometime. But I think he's dead.
Yeah, I think only recently, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And great. Yeah, I'm really looking forward. You have a show in Olympia tonight. And a show in Vancouver next week.
Yeah, next Thursday at the Electric Owl.
Okay, awesome. Have you been to Vancouver before?
Yeah, I think this will be our... This will be our fifth show in Vancouver. We've played a bunch of places there, the Astoria and the Waldorf, and the club. But, yeah, we're playing at the Electric Owl for the first time, and I think it's going to be a pretty good show.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm super stoked. Great.
We always like going to Vancouver. You guys treat us really well, and it's a great city.
Oh, awesome. Well, thanks so much for calling in. Really appreciate what you have to say, and I apologize again for the technical difficulties.
That's right.
But
it happens to us all the time at shows.
Okay, well, all the best to you, and thank you so much. Thank you to Kaneko, who we unfortunately lost, but it was great to talk to her. All the best on your tour. Hope to see you next week. And be sure to check out Tempest, your most recent release out on Hardly Art. Yes. Great. Well, thanks thank again.
You. All right.
Bye.
Study and Go Abroad Fair is proud to support CITR's fund drive from February 26th to March 8th. The fair is a great opportunity for anyone considering studying, volunteering, working, or traveling abroad. Exhibitors will include universities from around the world and student travel organizations. The Study and Go Abroad Fair happens Tuesday, March 5th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the East Ballroom of the Vancouver Convention Centre. All visitors will also be entered in a grand draw with prizes including a trip on Air Canada, a volunteer trip in Nicaragua or Nepal, and an iPad. CITR will also be doing a live broadcast from the fair with interviews, demos, and more. For more information, go to studyandgoabroad.com.
April 6th at the Vogue Theater, Golden Voice presents Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with special guest Basha Bulut. Tickets are now on sale and available online at www.northerntickets.com or call 604-569-1144. Tickets are also available at the Northern Tickets box office.
We go down with the dew.
And I would just like to say thank you so much for Kaneko and John calling in despite all of the technical difficulties. And Broken Water has influenced me for a few years, and that was just really special to have them on. And definitely, like, the show coming up next week is going to be awesome. All right, so up next we are going to hear a track from Cascadia. And this is Josie from their Level Trust EP.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe, plugged in on number 3, all the way live and direct on CITR 101.9. UBC represent, connect the dots.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
All right, and that basically sums it up for today's show. We just heard some Cascadia. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and again, Broken Water for calling in, and Sarah Cordingly for her wonderful help with the phones. All right, so have a great weekend. There's some sun outside. We'll close off with some Hard Feelings.